まだまだ。
Live here on All Games Radio. I am your host, the Dead Man, and I just died playing Agent Dash. Joining today, we have Bovywan.
Hello.
And Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
It is possible Onsius will be joining us later in the show.
He should be. He just thought that we did this at 7 o'clock.
Dumbass.
No.
Everybody gets one fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, everyone gets more than one, honestly.
Yeah. My mom's weird.
Your mom's weird. Let's hear about your mom being weird.
Yeah, you are a dork after all.
Shut up. She has a bizarre obsession with cows.
Are you sure it isn't whales?
No, I am entirely sure it is cows.
Whales are the cows of the sea.
I thought manatees were the cows of the sea.
Manatees aren't whales.
They're sea cows.
Are manatees whales? I'm going to assume so.
But yeah, so anyway, we are surrounded. Half of our house is surrounded by cows. Like, from our house, like, if you're standing, like, looking straight at it, then it is, like, then to the front of it, there is road. To the left of it, there's a house. And then to the back and to the right is cows.
Why?
And she has been obsessing about them. Like, every chance she gets, she goes up there, feeds them, tries to get them to call over, like, the bull of that herd actually has like a grudge against her for some reason.
You were telling us some of this last week.
Yeah, so now, like, in my town, we have our regular fair thing happening. The only reason she went there is to see the cows. That's all she did. She went down there for like two. She went down there for like, I don't know, like 4 hours, just to look at cows.
Seriously, the admission there is a bit pricey just for cows.
That's all she wanted. She just like, I'm gonna go look at the cows. It is insane how much she loves cows.
She misses her whale boyfriend.
Well, the last guy she was with was really fat.
Exactly, you're a dork.
Shut up.
Okay, shut up with the dork thing. That's getting old. It got old before the podcast started.
Too bad. Yeah.
It's worse than your face.
The dork of Death Store Prods.
You know I'm tech. You know by all this, I'm technically your boss, right?
Yeah. Kick me.
She even puts it on her resume. Best door prods.
So you know that if anyone actually does like check with me for like a recommendation, like seeing how you do, I could just totally trash you.
Probably. In which case, if I'm not making money, then we can't have our apartment, and Corbin cannot join the podcast. Oh, what do we want?
Yeah. Damn it!
People know your name.
Yes, but you're not supposed to use it so much on this live podcast. Or at all, actually.
Yeah.
These rules are like, here for a reason.
It's like, how do you like if I just start calling you by your real name?
That would be a degree worse.
I have stalkers, so no.
She has doctors, and she doesn't even use her real name most of the time.
Yeah, I know. But I know the real name.
Yeah. So does Onsius, but he doesn't really use it.
Oh. I don't even use her fake real name. It's always just been Kitty.
Meow.
So anyways.
Now I feel like every time I go and see you, I should have a spray bottle.
To set the tone for this podcast, I feel like I should tell the worst/best dead baby joke ever.
Okay.
And I'll tell you where I heard it in a little bit, because I'll talk about that. What's the hardest part of nailing a dead baby to a tree?
I don't know what.
My dick.
That is horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
I have a joke. So, what's the hardest part of a vegetable to eat?
I don't know.
The wheelchair.
Ah!
I win. I win. I win.
So yeah, that dead baby joke I heard on the set of The Veil, which has been fun working on The Veil.
Yeah. Does it have weird microphone hissing?
Sorry, what?
Does it have weird microphone hissing?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, well, it's much better than this show.
Yes, well, they also put thousands upon thousands of dollars into their equipment.
Yeah. Everything I'm using, I got. Everything I'm using, I didn't pay a cent for. Like, this is everything I'm using has been a gift.
Sorry, what was that?
Every single piece of, like, equipment that I'm using to, like, do these podcasts and everything has all been a gift or free.
Yeah, I put $100 into this, roughly. Well, then there was the... No, I put about $200 into my equipment.
Hmm. Well, good for you.
So I guess I'm a bit more dedicated than Dead Man.
Hey, well, that's what you get when you have money.
Yeah, except right now I don't.
Hmm.
I don't have money.
It's that kind of cheesecake.
I had money a couple days ago. Like, I just got welfare. So, yay.
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, and pretty soon I'm going to be getting disability. So that's another money. But yeah, I got $500 in welfare, which is, like, the like highest amount of money you get for welfare, I'm pretty sure, is, like, $595 or something. It's, like, just shy of $600.
I didn't know that you were paying rent.
I am, actually.
Oh.
Well, I am now. $200 a month.
Huh.
Yeah, so, anyway. Like, the highest amount of money you can get from disability in Ontario is $595. Pretty sure, highest amount of welfare. And in order to get that highest amount, like, it's $372 of that needs to go to, if you're being charged $372 a month for rent, then you get the highest amount. We said, hey, mom's going to start charging me $372 since I'm still living at home. And then we got the check, and it's like, hey, for rent, you got $310. Like, we wrote out saying, hey, I guess I'm going to start charging this guy $372 a month to stay here, and they gave me $310 for rent. So I think they hate me.
You can't blame them. By the way, Onsis is online. You might want to add him to the call. Because if I do it, I'll suddenly become the master of the call.
The master. Do, 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 do.
And we never want that.
No, we never want you in charge.
Do you want Charles in charge?
There's a reason you're second in command.
That's still second, which is too much power. Yeah,
you still have to wait for me to leave, which I'll never leave.
Or die, actually get injured. But then if you died, we'd lose our server. Our name.
You'd lose everything. Yeah.
I'm good at spewing random facts. I'm sorry. Bats always turn left when they exit a cave. And the blueberry flavored Jelly Belly was created specifically for Ronald Reagan.
Well, actually, with that with the bat thing, that means every movie has gotten it wrong.
Where they fly in random directions?
No, they always fly right. They're always curved to the right.
I think Scooby-Doo had it right.
No, but remember, Ace Ventura 2. Like Ace goes into the cave, and then bats. And then, like, he's running out, and they all fly, and they all curve to the right.
Hey, guys.
Maybe they flipped the mirror. Hello.
Hey, Onsis. Hey. Hi, Onsis.
Sorry about that.
Yay.
Yeah.
We're discussing how bats always exit a bat cave going to the left.
Okay. Mikes.
It stopped.
Stop it, Mikes.
I hate these microphones. I need a better option for double mics.
Yeah.
If you correct that, let me know, because I have the same sound with my speakers. Like, it just cuts in and is like, well,
us,
but it's a constant noise, yeah.
it's some sort of interference on the line. I've done a lot to reduce it, but never completely remove it.
It might also be, like, interference to someone else's apartment sending out a signal of some kind. It's like, meh.
Yeah,
I read that it's has a lot to do with the sound card, especially.
Yeah, I feel like now, like, a good chunk of every podcast we do is just talking about how much your mics suck.
Well, then start ignoring them.
What? I can't when it goes in my ear.
Yeah, it's like, just throw the mics off. Like, I have that sound, just constantly running 24/7, but at, like, a low, you know, you could barely hear it, but if you pay attention, it's there, and it drives me crazy.
Soon I will have money, and I will do something about fixing this.
Yay!
It's that or run one mic, and then we would be way quieter than you.
Yeah, it's... That noise. Every time that happens, I always have to take my headphones off, and then I end up, like, missing something important that you guys say, and then we have to repeat it, and then everything goes wrong.
Right.
You know, I could probably set up the good mic and the Rock Band mic, but not today. Well, maybe for the Let's Watch. I'll try it out.
Good idea.
So, everyone listening to this, go check out our commentary track for Hellboy on Friday, and you'll find out if the Rock Band mic thing works.
Yeah. Did I mention the Riff Tracks thing about on here?
I don't think you mentioned it on here, but
mentioned it yesterday.
Wait until it's more official. Official.
I know. I feel like I let people know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So yeah. Anyway, if you guys don't know what Riff Tracks is, it is a website that was started by some of the guys who were on Mystery Science Theater 3000, fantastic show. And what they do is they do movie commentaries. Kind of like what we do. Only difference is they get paid for it.
And they script it.
Yes, and script it. And they're good. At no point in the middle of the movie is all of a sudden, like, horrible microphone hiss.
That's going away within a month. I guarantee it.
So, Cabin in the Woods month is going to be horrible. Just in the middle of everything. Anyway. So yeah, they have this thing on their website, which is called Iris, where the community can, like, make up their own, do their own, like, Riff Tracks things, and then put them up there and sell them. I think Team 4-Star does this.
They did Team 4-Star. Evolution.
Yeah, I saw the one up there. I think it's currently, like, the top seller. Like, the highest selling one on the Iris store.
Yeah, it's... Of course it is. They've got such a huge fan following.
Yeah. So anyway, so what we're going to be doing is... If we ever get the tax forms, we're gonna start selling our commentary tracks. Like, this isn't gonna be like a, you now have to buy all of these or you can't listen to them. We're still gonna offer them free, like completely free. But if you like throwing a couple bucks our way, they're gonna be a buck.
Yeah. So if you feel like paying us for this work that we do, and that well, I'm going to be putting forth money to make better.
Well, quote unquote work. Have. Yeah. Well, quote unquote work.
Yeah, if you call watching movies and sitting around talking to people on the internet work.
I like to consider that work.
Yeah, it's just a shame no one else does, because then like you could start like writing off video games as a tax expense.
Yes. That'd be absolutely.
Awesome. That would be awesome. It's like, all right, so you wrote off as an expense 13 video games and you went to the movies like 7 times? yes, I did. And what do you do? I work for the internet. Any more specific? No.
Specifically the internet. Yeah, just the internet.
Yeah, I answer to the internet.
That is like, my call.
It's like, Mr. Internet. It's like, Mr. Internet, can I have the weekend off?
No. Sure.
If I I'm going to say sure. On me base.
It's like, it's like, first you must post 17,000 pictures of cats. The internet has spoken.
Weekend off. Your free time is mine.
Yeah, and then the slams down his cane, and the trap door opens up and drops you back into your cubicle.
No!
So, we were talking about money and Christmas presents before. I'm going to get you a Christmas present, Deadman.
Oh, really?
If I have money for it, before they're all gone, I found something. Look forward to it.
He's found something.
Christmas is only, like, a couple months away.
I'm scared now.
No, it's going to be fun. You're going to like it. It's something
you're
going
to have a lot of fun with
it. Conventions with.
Money?
No.
Roller coaster.
A job?
It's a roller coaster.
A car?
No. Close. But it's a roller coaster.
No, something a train? To use when you're at conventions. So.
A plane?
A roller coaster, man. That's okay. The only thing
yes,
it could
I'm
be.
I'm getting you a roller coaster.
A gun. Are you getting me a gun? I can use that at conventions. I can use that to get to conventions. Just carjack somebody.
No. 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 We're going to say no to that.
What? He said it's something you can use at conventions. You can use a gun at a convention.
You can use anything at a convention, especially a roller coaster.
No, you can't use a roller coaster at a convention, like, because you need to
set... Oh, no, you can. You just need to set it up.
Actually, Atomic Lollipop has a carnival at it, so... There you go.
I don't even know what that is.
There you go, man. Perfect.
Atomic Lollipop is like smaller Anime North, run by the same people.
But it's at the Sheraton instead of the actual convention.
The place where the card gaming was.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. That was fun. I like card gaming there. Yeah. Playtest is one really great guy. He had a metal rod sticking out of his finger.
Nice.
Apparently he was hit by a car earlier in the week.
Oh. He's like, yep, this is it's my metal rod, my finger.
Yeah, like his finger couldn't bend. You just saw like this metal hook sticking out of it. I was like, yeah. What's up with your finger, bro? It's like, I'll get hit by a car. No big deal. I play planes. Your turn. Oh no, he wasn't using a planes deck. Oh god, what was he playing? I cannot
something
remember what
that
kind
no
deck
one
was...
will understand except you.
Maybe I can't remember what color deck he was playing.
I play Magic.
I know I was playing white blue. Only I was playing it kind of wrong because it was like limited thing. You only needed a 40 card deck. I made a 60 card deck because I thought that was a minimum. Yeah, it was that he was the only guy I beat.
I'm terrible at card games. I have the worst of luck.
It was great. Like the first match, first round we played. But so like in Magic, each player starts out with 20 life. You can, like, there are, like, spells and, like, abilities that certain creatures have that you can use to gain life, and then you just attack the player and they lose life. By the end of the first round, I was at 43 life.
Wow.
Cutting it close, man.
I doubled my life.
That's more than double. You get 20 life to begin with.
Yeah, so... and then, yeah, so by the time he reached zero, I was at, like, 43. It was then that I kind of started thinking that maybe I should start playing more white decks. Because up till recently, I've been like mostly like red, black, or red, green.
Yeah.
Speaking of, apparently red, green's not dead yet.
Okay.
Yeah, like I was driving around, heard on the radio. It's like, hey guys, it's red, green here. Gonna be having a show in Peterborough.
Whoa!
Yeah,
still alive.
He still has a show. He has a one man show.
Oh
yeah,
man!
He can't stop until he's dead.
That's wonderful.
He'll probably die on stage.
Did you know that Ranger's Tower is an actual tower in Ontario? It actually exists. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like towers.
And it's always weird, like...
Ranger.
Like, so Red Green is a TV show in Canada. Well, was a TV show in Canada. That was set at this place called Possum Lodge. Which was a lodge. That had a possum. Anyway, so there was this one character in there. His name was Harold. He was Red Green's kid, like nephew, I guess. And he was super nerdy. Like, he could, like, he like walked around all hunched over, like, he did weird hit things. Like, he had, like, a guitar that he used to, like, control the visual
effects.
That
was amazing.
In fact, if you've seen a show that has had a really overplayed nerd, they ripped off Harold.
Yeah. But it's really weird because, so he's played by Patrick McKenna. And so I was watching a lot of Red Green. I was like, oh, yeah, this hair like this. And then I saw a show with Patrick McKenna in it, and he was just a guy. Like, he wasn't nerdy anything.
Just a guy.
He was just kind of there and just normal, like, talking normal. He didn't, like, normally when he talked, he had, like, the really nerdy voice that, like, broke every once in a while, and he, like, had the glasses on, like, buck teeth. But seeing him just, like, regular, it was really weird just seeing him, and he was just
this isn't you, man.
It's like, what the fuck? it was horrifying.
It sounds horrifying.
Yeah, because he's not a nerd. Just kind of a regular guy now. It just goes to show, like, people can change.
Yeah. He was just, hey, guys, I'm Patrick McKenna. What?
How do you exist in this form?
It's like, who are you? Want to get to know the real Patrick?
Who awoken this demon?
It's like, oh, God, the subterranean reptilian culture has now started to take over. Someone call that crazy lizard guy. What's his face? David something. Fuck, who's the lizard guy?
Lizard guy from what?
From nothing. Like, he was just a guy who actually wrote an entire book saying about how society was being controlled by reptilian overlords.
Oh!
That dude. I have no
that
idea.
Guy.
Yeah, I...
Who cares?
I wrote an article about him once.
Okay.
Like, this is back in the day when I was, like, kind of crap at writing. And so I wrote a thing. An opinion piece saying, what happened to all the reptilian overlords? Like, in every single thing, like, for the... Like, way back in the 90s, every time anybody was like, oh my god, someone's taking over us, it was always the reptiles. And then...
Reptiles are behind it.
Then all of a sudden, it just stopped. It was like, we got, like, the mole people, and we got, like, everything else. It's like, where did all the reptilian guys go? I miss them. Yeah.
I do sometimes get nostalgic for the reptilian overlords.
Yeah, I know. It's like, sure, they weren't the greatest. They, like, their business infrastructure was kind of shit, but they cared.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
As you shouldn't.
Is this, like, some type of conspiracy?
Yes, it's we're actually...
Every conspiracy theory used to be reptilian overlords.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I see now.
Like, anytime anybody was like, I mean, the government's being controlled, man. They were like, the reptiles are behind it all.
The reptiles.
But then all of a sudden, like 9/11 happened, and it just changed to mole people.
Mole
or
people.
Just Illuminati, you know, just people.
Yeah. Yeah, or just dudes. Like,
yeah, just
I miss the good old days when conspiracy theory used to be insane.
You know what? I still think it's sane. I think it's, well, insane. I think it's worse. Because now they have this feasible theory that there are extraterrestrial life forms on this planet. We don't know of them because it's like we've been taught to not believe in them. It's like not believing in the devil while you're like a Christian and stuff like that. So like these extraterrestrials being able to take the form of humans, you know, they're just energy and shit like that. So that's feasible if it could happen, you know, if you have like an open mind. Yeah, so that scares the hell out of me. You understood what I said?
Yeah, like, is the conspiracy theory of, like, aliens living on Earth, they disguise in human form, are they, like, an advanced, like a scout party for an invasion, or are they just kind of hanging out?
I'm going to say they are already here, like, they just kind of, they formed this civilization that we have with, like, humans that are lesser beings of them. And here we are, just doing stuff. Doing whatever the fuck we want. And, you know, the Illuminati, that conspiracy, it could be them at, you know, it's like, okay, we're just going to pull the plug on this, you know, yeah. Or whatever. Like, whatever they need to do.
I actually kind of like the idea that South Park had where, like, Earth is just, like, a reality TV show for aliens.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
That is actually a really cool idea. That is actually a really cool idea.
Exactly.
It's just, like, it's, like, every, like, millennium or, like, any, like, century or millennium or so is, like, a season. And so, like, every once in a while you have to have, like, a big, like, Earth-shattering event for, like, season premiere or season finale.
The Sirius like, binary star system.
Yeah, like 9/11 happened during sweeps week. I probably just pissed off a lot of people.
I hate this conversation.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, thank God.
I have a question for you guys.
Even you're talking about when you say 9/11. There's so many things that happened on a date that's 9/11.
Yeah, I had a whole conversation with one of my friends on Facebook where we were just commenting on one of his statuses where he feigned ignorance about 9/11. And we're just conversing back and forth about all the other things that happened on September 11th. It's like, oh, I can't remember all of them, but I ended the conversation with, it's the 712th anniversary of William Wallace's victory over the English.
Wow, that's
important.
Yeah, never forget.
Yeah.
So okay, next September 11th, I'm going to put on some Braveheart paint.
Yeah. just go around and say, it's like, they may take our land. So anyway, I have a question for you guys. I don't have a life. I spend a lot of time on the internet. And so I found two really interesting questions from the internet.
Oh.
That I think, they're not dirty. One of them's kind of dirty, but this one isn't.
Okay.
So this one is from Hey Ash, What You Playing, which is a web series that's done by Anthony and Ashley Birch. And so this is from the episode where they did about 1 versus 100. It's like an unanswerable question. When poured onto cereal, what is milk? A beverage, a broth, or a sauce?
You're going to say sauce. Yes. Or a broth.
You can only choose one.
I answer yes.
Yes. That. What he said.
Well, you can no longer state milk as a separate entity. It's now become cereal.
It's now milk and cereal.
There you go. Milk and... Oh, it's still both. Milk and cereal.
It's like saying a stew. Like, what's the liquid in a stew? Nothing.
Yeah, it's broth. It's the broth.
Then you could classify I'm gonna go milk with broth. As the broth.
Yeah. We solved this. Good job, everybody.
Intelligence okay. For the win.
Then we move on to the second question, which you might find a bit more ass. So
get it over now before like 6 o'clock hits.
Would you rather have sex with Wolverine for the animalistic loving or Deadpool just to have the funniest sex commentary ever?
Actually, I have heard this question answered by Deadpool. Some of my friends before.
Oh my god.
You remember when this came up at the Harry Potter party?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You honestly don't remember this?
No, I don't. I don't think I was paying attention.
You were paying attention. You were definitely paying attention.
Did she answer?
No, it wasn't asked to her. Okay. As high school as this was, I defend myself with that there were a good number of high schoolers in the room. Truth or Dare was played.
Oh, God. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Against humanity. No. This, I'm not saying it was my idea, but, you know... Some of the people there were high school girls, okay? So.
Oh, I see.
Comes up.
It was horrible.
And yeah, that question was asked, and I forget. But I would choose Deadpool, is what I'm going to say here.
Oh, yeah, hands down. Like now, especially, now that he actually has like the skin issue cleared up.
I don't care if he has the skin issue cleared up. He has a mask, that's fine.
Hey, he does keep that on when having sex. That was shown. That actually is canon.
He would have to keep it on. I don't want him to take it off.
Oh, God. So, hey, people in the chat. It's people in the chat. We'd rather have sex with Wolverine or Deadpool. Please let us know. And if you're listening to this on the site, please let us know in the comments. Or the forums.
Or Deadpool.
Yeah. Pure animalism or hilarity.
There's better choices out there.
Yeah. Or, actually, pure animalism or hilarity and chimichangas. Because they'd be in there somewhere.
What?
Deadpool loves chimichangas.
What? I don't know. I'm ignorant. What is that?
It's a food. It's a Mexican food.
Yeah.
Or... It's either, like, actually a Mexican food or something Taco Bell made up. I'm not sure.
I don't know if I want to know.
No, it's nothing disgusting. It's just, like... what is it? I think it's kind of like a burrito.
Oh, my gosh.
It's something.
Those,
I don't know.
Both of those encounters, though, would be horrifying to experience. I'm sorry. Okay.
Wait a second. Is it delicious?
I'm not sure. I've never had one.
Well, then let's eat some and claim that they're delicious because they're probably going to be delicious. So they're food. You just eat it.
Ah, okay. So chimichanga, also known as a chivichanga or a chimichanga, is a deep-fried burrito that is popular in the southwestern U.S. cuisine, Tex-Mex cuisine, and the Mexican states of Sinaloa and Sonora. The dish is typically prepared by filling a flour tortilla with a wide range of ingredients, mostly most commonly rice, cheese, machaca, and carne adobada, and shredded chicken, and folding it into a rectangular shape. It is then deep fried and accompanied with salsa, guacamole, sour cream, and or cheese.
So next time we're all in the same city, we're going to have chimichangas.
Okay.
Dead man is kind of the...
Yeah, I'm the odd one out.
You're the one who's here least often.
Yeah, I've been there once.
Technically, so has Onsius, only been here once, but he's going to be here more.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I want to move up there. Like, it's the thing that really sucks with being on. Yeah, the thing I'm gonna move down there. Fuck it, I don't care. The bad thing with like being part of a podcast where we're like, so you guys, you go out and have lives and shit.
Yes.
Onsius, I'm guessing you will go out and have a life and shit.
Screw that.
Yeah.
Who needs a life?
Well, the thing is, I live in a really shitty town where everyone who I was friends with has moved away. And I live in a... And I live surrounded by cows and within no walking distance of anywhere where anything happens. I don't have access
to... Just experience the life around you. Just, like, look at plants and shit.
Become one with nature, dead man.
Fuck nature.
Yeah. Come that. Enjoy it.
Fuck nature.
I just take all offense to that. I quit.
When I was like, London, I was there, and it was fun. Like, it, aside from it being really hot,
which isn't normal.
Yeah. Well, aside from it being really hot, it was a place where there are people there who I know, who I at least at some point have hung out with, and I'm guessing they can stand. I'm guessing they can stand me because I lived in there. I lived with you guys for like a week, and you guys didn't try to kill me.
You didn't eat all my sweets, so that was fine. I swear, if you eat all my sweets, you're dead. I'll fuck them out of your stomach just to get them out and disappoint you. I will not eat them again, but I will throw them out.
Oh, God.
Christ.
Note to self, don't eat sweets.
You can have some.
Oh,
but I better have at least half of them left.
Okay. You'll have 1 3/4 left. So that means I'm going to add 3/4 because I'm awesome.
Well, you did just, bring us cookies, how actually, I work. So...
See what I mean?
You've kept up with that so far.
Yeah, he earned cookies.
Okay.
Points.
That's good.
They weren't brownies, they were cookies. Dueling is legal in Paraguay. As long as both parties are registered blood donors. Just thought I'd say that. I wanted to say that.
Speaking of cookies, I actually just made something that was pretty cool. So they are pumpkin cookies. They're like two pumpkin cookies that are like sandwiched over just vanilla frosting in the middle of them.
Yeah.
They're fucking delicious.
Oh, God.
Have you ever had pumpkin cookies? Or like pumpkin bread?
Yes. I had a lot of pumpkin everything, actually. It is pumpkin anything you can make a pumpkin out of.
It's fucking delicious.
My parents do. My grandparents.
Yeah, we just, like, I don't know why, but out of the blue, like, I was going out to do groceries one day, and Mom was like, hey, pick up some pumpkins. I was like, okay.
Okay. Sure, why not?
So I went out, got the pumpkin, then just came back, and then it was just two loaves of pumpkin bread. And then...
Yum.
And then there was still some left over, so we made pumpkin cookies, and then went out, got vanilla frosting, slathered one side of the pumpkin cookie with one, then slapped another one on top of it. So now we have pumpkin hookie vanilla frosting sandwiches.
Cookies, you want to know how to make that more delicious?
Cookies. Guys, I just had the best idea ever. Oh, you go first. I'm sorry.
Cinnamon and a couple drops of maple syrup. Mix that into the icing.
Yeah, she was actually supposed to add cinnamon to them.
Maple syrup is amazing.
Okay, yeah, it's the greatest Canadian invention.
Hello, Tiger Claw. None of us have seen Dread, I think.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, though, because, like, apparently it bombed the box office because it's only currently at number 6 and it's only made $6.3 million. And that is horrible. Like, that movie looks not terrible.
Yeah, I still have to go see it. I'm thoroughly excited for that.
Yeah. If I still had money, I would go see it.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, though, because I'm guessing that everybody... Well, there's a link for time on CS, but... So, it's just the thing I wanted... Over there. Yeah, so it is just... I feel like the reason that might have tanked is because the last thing, like, Judge Dredd anybody saw was Sylvester Stallone movie.
Hmm.
I've never heard of Dredd. I thought it was someone on the chat he was looking for.
No, it's so Judge Dredd. It's a series of like British comic books that have like been in publishing for like, oh god, decades now. They're in the 2000 AD magazine. It's set in like some weird future, like the Earth has been fucked up, and there's pretty much, I think there's like only two cities left in America. It's like Mega City 1, Mega City 2, and the main focus is on Mega City 1, where the judges are, which is essentially the police and the court system in one person. Oh. It's like they...
So Tiger Claw was asking, you think the audience wasn't happy that Stallone wasn't in it?
No, I'm thinking that the people were like, oh god, what, they're doing another fucking Stallone movie? Fuck this. Like... They only know of the Stallone movie, so they don't know that Judge Dredd could be kind of awesome.
Maybe they just didn't know it was like a Judge Dredd movie. They just saw the name Dredd, and people are kind of dumb. So
they showed Dredd. They showed the dude in the judge costume. They said they have him say, "I am the law."
Yeah, of course.
And it sounds way better than Yeah,
they didn't add any R's in there.
Yeah.
And Armin Asante isn't in it.
Yeah. It actually sounds every time we talk about Dredd.
Yeah, it seems like, like when they say it sounds like they're like trying to spit up some food that's in their mouth. Like, that's not that great. That's disgusting. Topher Brink says, "I don't think the audience gave a fuck."
I hope not.
Went to see it.
Yeah. Maybe people are just like looking at us like, oh, hey, look, it's a generic action movie.
So according to Tiger Claw, Dredd did extremely well critically.
Yeah, that's the thing I keep hearing about. That's the reason I want to go see it. Like, Steven was actually the one who said this to me. Like, they showed it at a Comic-Con a while back, and people were like, oh, fuck, this movie's awesome.
Well, considering the fact that I've never even heard of a movie that should have been plastered everywhere, because movies... and theaters tend to be plastered everywhere. That's probably why.
It is true that they did not promote themselves as much as some other movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are a lot of shitty movies that I've had shoved in my face over the past couple months, and Dredd, I just kind of forget about.
Yeah, like, on TV, like, if you watch, like, a lot of YouTube videos, then you've seen, like, quite a few Dredd trailers, because I'm pretty sure, like, Dredd was, like, pre-roll ads for a few YouTube videos for a while there.
Never saw one. But,
yeah, like I said, for a while, but not like forever. And it was only occasionally.
I watched Tobuscus a lot, and I never see a single one of the. I've never seen one of those ads on his.
I've seen a few of them on YouTube, but like whenever I watch TV, I barely see Dredd on there.
I just disable ads. I don't want any of that in my face. I'm a jerk.
Some
I know.
Some of them are really funny, though. I saw the worst acting possible for a commercial on one of them. The woman, like, they're sitting there looking at the TV and they're eating popcorn. She's like, I can't touch the remote. My hands are all greasy.
Meanwhile, she was holding the remote and said it.
Oh.
And then suddenly on the couch next to them, a woman appeared and was like, well, with our TV, you can... And it's like, why are there so many gaps? And the transitions were horrible. At one point, the one woman was laughing and staring ahead and, like, the next fraction of a second, it changed the shot, and she was staring down at the floor, very, like, sad-looking.
But the acting in it sounded like Pudge.
Oh, God. That is horrifying.
In fact, in general, I would say Pudge probably directed that commercial.
Yeah. Speaking of pre-roll ads, So there are two of them that are really weird. So one of them, it was, like, a three-minute ad. I don't know... It was, like, started out, there was, like, a guy doing, like, really horrible, like, British white guy rap dissing on a guy. I don't even remember what he said. He did it for, like, 30 seconds, and they just started making out. I was like, wait, what? And they just, like, started rolling a bunch of, like, footage from a bunch of, like, I think independent gay films. Just out of nowhere. Like, no fucking context for it. It was like, why are they showing so many gay people?
Gay?
Yeah, and they just,
so
like,
gay people.
I don't know, but then it just, like, Iris Awards 2012.
They're different.
Yeah, this is the Iris Award 2012, which I guess is, like, a gay movie award thing in the Europe or something. I don't fucking know. But then it ended with some woman in, like, glasses, like, oh, well, I love the gays. And so that was the entire thing. I was like, what?
Do they have a straight movie award then?
I have no idea.
Because gay movies can win the regular awards, but I'm guessing movies can't win the gay movie awards.
I don't even know
what the conversation.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck the Iris Awards were. But anyway, I saw this other pre-roll ad on The Escapist actually, which for some reason I found hilarious. So, World of Warcraft as a Pandaria is going to be coming out soon. Actually, this week on Tuesday.
I'm glad I've never heard of that.
And so, The Escapist, it has just they have like I think they sold like a fucking advertising package to Blizzard because they have like Mr. Pandaria banner at the top. Their like site is redone as like Mr. Pandaria. They have Mr. Pandaria banner. They have Mr. Pandaria ads everywhere. They have a couple pre-roll ads. But then there was one video where while there was all this like the thing even like launched up into a other separate window that was just all Mr. Pandaria, and then started rolling an ad for Guild Wars 2. I don't know why. I just found that really funny. It was just, hey, we sold all this shit for fucking Blizzard, and then, oh, hey, look, Guild Wars 2. And I just found that hilarious.
I would laugh if I knew what any of that was.
Yeah. Guild Wars is another MMO.
Which
is amazing.
Yeah, Blizzard makes WoW, which is like the world's biggest MMO. And then we have Guild Wars, which is another really big MMO that people get really into. And so Guild Wars 2 is coming out, and people are, like, getting really hyped for it. And Mr. Pandaria is coming out, and people get really hyped for it, because, you know, it's Kung Fu Panda. They're seriously releasing expansion pack for fucking Kung Fu Pandas, and I'm really excited. I don't know why, I don't know why, but I want to play it.
I don't play MMOs, like, at all.
Yeah, it was really funny. It was, oh my god, like, oh hey, check it out, fucking Kung Fu Panda's coming and shit. It's like, oh hey, Guild Wars 2, the only thing that could possibly unseat WoW from, like, the MMO throne that isn't League of Legends.
Yeah. League of Legends.
Diablo?
Yeah.
Diablo's not possibly unseated because they're made by the same person.
I know.
Well, not person, company. Yeah.
I know.
And is Diablo an MMO?
No, actually, it has a lot of players. And
yeah, I did say MMO.
A lot of MMOs are masked a lot, like, you know, like Diablo. Mm-hmm. They've got, like, rooms for servers and stuff for people to join, you know, yet they still call it an MMO because the player base is so huge. Mm-hmm. But,
you know, it is massively multiplayer.
Yeah, I guess it is, like, kind of an MMO if you think about it, because you've got one character, well, several different characters, but you have a world to explore with so many different people. Like, you don't have to just play by yourself. You play with, like, thousands of people each week, you know?
Mm.
I mean, if you played that much. So, I would consider it an MMO. I just don't like the graphics of either of, like, yeah, Minecraft. You just reminded me of my great idea. I'm going to make a cookie Minecraft, like, skin texture pack. It's going to be fun.
You're going to make a...
Why am I being slapped around with a big, large trout?
It's one of the options in the IRC for the chat on allgames.com/chat, which you can join us in every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern at allgames.com/chat.
All right.
For the people who listen to this on the website or on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say another cookie random Minecraft fact?
Sure.
Yes.
There's something interesting to talk about. Maybe.
A toothpick is the most, is the object most often choked on by Americans.
Of course it is.
Oh, God.
And
they eat so much meat.
And the toothpicks into sandwiches, like really high sandwiches, to make sure that they don't fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Pregnant goldfish is called a twit.
Twit.
Oh, good lord.
I love good this lord. Page. I could go for hours just saying random freaking facts.
Well, we have 15 minutes before news.
Every time Beethoven yeah, sat down to random. Write music, he poured ice water over his head.
What? Why did he do... What? Why?
I don't brain know, inspiration?
Freeze. Is it like... Was like cooling down his... Is it? Was he like a robot time for the future? It was just him cooling down his processor?
Yes.
His brain was just overheating.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. 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 That was like 18th century liquid cooling system.
But I say it's impressive that he actually got ice, you know, way back yeah. then.
Yeah, like, yeah. You have to, like, go down to, like, the corner store or whatever to get the ice. Not everybody had an ice box. Well, or did they even have ice boxes back then?
Yes.
Well, they had ice box in the manner that they had a box that was insulated that you could shove a huge block of ice into.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if I was going to say... I'm not talking about ice boxes in refrigerator. If I was going to say refrigerator, I'd say refrigerator. But no, ice box. It's a box with ice in it. Oh, God.
Ice in Vienna.
It gets imported?
Yeah, imported ice.
That totally makes sense.
Well, glacier ice, for example, was really popular way back then. It was considered like more like a delicacy kind of thing because it's more condensed than regular ice, so it lasts longer, meaning... the likelihood of it being able to be transported is higher. Because it lasts longer. Yeah, I'm full of random knowledge.
Okay, next one!
Fortune cookies were actually invented in America in 1918 by Charles Jim.
Yep.
Oh, that is awesome.
Good night, your fortune.
It's like, why?
I'm American.
Like, oh, hey, you want a fortune cookie? Sorry about no. that. People just kind of come here with whatever.
Where's the fortune yeah. cookie? You're crazy.
Yeah, that kind of made me stop going to Chinese food places. I can't stand Chinese food anymore. It's just gross.
Yeah, why do? Oh god, when's the last time I had Chinese food?
And I can get a lot
has been
of it.
So long. Yeah, it's been so long since I've had Chinese food.
Yeah,
like we actually have like an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet like within our like couple minutes out from where I live.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's just, it's kind of shit.
Yeah, I go to sushi buffets, spend like $12, eat forever.
Yeah, we usually just like order some food from like a delivery Chinese place and just eat at home.
Yeah.
You know, get chicken balls, chow mein noodles, a couple fortune cookies.
I never have Chinese unless it's all you can eat.
And the red sauce.
Yeah, like, the red sauce.
Sweet and sour. Yeah.
Sweet and sour, it's so good.
Yeah, last place I went to that was a Chinese buffet was actually the Mandarin. I went there with, it was actually a school trip.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, so that tells you how old it was.
You guys want to learn something? Teach you how to eat?
Yeah, it was, no, it was like, we were going to see, We Will Rock You in Toronto.
Oh.
Were you on that trip the same year as me?
Probably not. I went there twice. Like, the first, I think I went there grade 12.
Okay, so it wouldn't have been the same year as me, but yeah, I totally went on the trip to We Will Rock You.
Yeah, I went there in grade 11 and grade 12. Well, was it grade 11, grade 12? I remember going twice. Maybe like we both went actually on the same year, but we just weren't friends yet.
That was likely it. Although I was at that point friends with was the nameless one there.
No, he was not.
Okay, because when I went with the nameless one.
No, it was a music class trip. Like, you had to be actually in a music class. Like, I took on 3 years of guitar.
Yeah, we were in a music class. I was in two music classes. That was grade 10 for me. So, yeah, that you definitely weren't there. You would have been in grade 9.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, like, last time I went, I went to Mandarin. And, yeah, it was... I like the Mandarin. They have pizza. You know, the... classic Chinese food.
Yeah, well, I went there, and actually, I think that's where I first tried sushi. on the We Will Rock You trip.
Yeah.
Oh, did you end up getting any of the We Will Rock You Jones soda?
No, I didn't.
They had their own brand of Jones Soda.
What?
Well, not their own brand, their own flavor. It was only available at We Will Rock You.
Oh, good lord. No, I didn't get that.
Flavor was, but it was good.
No, I didn't get that. Like, the first year I went, they had, like, glow sticks in the crowd, and I accidentally snapped one in half, and it, like, sprayed over my pants, so my pants kind of looked like a crime scene. And the second year I went, it was, we had, like, a Q&A afterwards with some of the stars.
Oh, cool. I wish I could have done that. Hmm.
Yeah, so it was just, like, the class, we're just sitting down there asking questions, and the floor is very sticky.
I'm sure the floor is very sticky.
Yeah.
It's We Will Rock You.
Yeah, and also, so you remember there was a guy in there who was named Britney Spears?
Yeah.
The year I went, they changed his name to Hillary Duff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, I remember the first year, it's like, I am Britney Spears! And they just hear everyone laughing. You just hear some guy scream for the audience, leave Britney alone! And then people actually asked him, like, why, like, last year your character was named Britney, why did you change your name to Hillary Duff? It's like, because people kept yelling out, leave Britney alone in the crowd. Yeah, like, for those who don't know, so, like, We Will Rock You, it's set in, like, a dystopian future where, like, rock music has been, like, outlawed or something, and, like, now it's all just really shitty generic pop music. But then there's, like, a secondary group, like, an evil, like, I guess resistance movement called the Bohemians. And they all name themselves after, like, famous musicians. Like, there's, like, a chick named Ozzy Osbourne. And she was really hot. Then there were, like, a bunch of other people. Then there was one guy who was, like, this big, tough black guy. He's like, I'm named after the most heaviest metal artist in all, heaviest rock artist in all the world, Britney Spears! Because, again, it's, like, a few hundred years in the future, so historical records are kind of shit. So just like, hey, rock and roll, Britney Spears, I guess that mixed together. I am awesome! Yeah, and then, like, the entire thing is just about them going and finding, like the entire movie's entire look. Musical is about them going to, like, the Air Canada Center or something.
Oh.
Yeah, because, like, it was originally them going to a British theater, but because they're in Canada.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, so they go there, and then, like, they find, like, an ancient, like, an ancient guitar that still somehow works. And they have to have the Bohemian Rhapsody. And yeah, the main character's named, like, Galileo Figaro and Scaramouche.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And it's really weird, because apparently in this universe, Queen were, like, prophets or something, because, like, Galileo, he was, like, having dreams of, like, the music video for Bohemian Rhapsody. He was just, like, getting, like, all...
They show it at one point, and the videotape of Bohemian Rhapsody is, like, a most precious artifact.
Yeah. It was bizarre. It was a good musical. Like, I liked it. But it was really weird. I don't even know. Yes, continue.
More people are killed annually by donkeys than that die in air crashes.
I believe that. Donkeys Jesus. Can be vicious.
Yeah, donkeys are deadly. Donkeys are deadly. They killed a friend of mine's dog.
Wow.
Here's one that I don't even have to read off a list. I know this one just off the top of my head. Giraffes are known for their roundhouse kicks, which can be powerful enough to decapitate a lion.
Giraffes are amazing.
Giraffes are the Chuck Norris's of the animal kingdom.
They also don't have vocal cords. And they have 21-inch long tongues.
Oh, God.
Crap. And are they the most likely animal to have a certain kind of relations with others?
I believe they are, yes, the gayest animal on the planet.
Seriously? Seriously?
I
believe
good lord,
80% so of alien. Sex is gay sex.
Oh, good lord. That's actually kind of awesome.
Super promiscuous.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They're a Jack Harkness in animal form.
They do give a fuck. They give a fuck to whatever's around them.
Which adds to the point of giraffes can go far much longer without water than a camel.
What does that have to do with, what does that have to do with gay giraffe sex?
Well, no time to pause and get a drink.
Yeah, it takes a lot of... You get dehydrated a bit if you have a lot of sex.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Oh, poor dead man.
Oh, God.
May I?
Yes.
Hang on. I have to point out something in the chat. MXT is being the worst human being on the planet.
We should force the world to adopt English as the universal language. Nuke anyone who resists.
So, like, but, your neighbor, so the nuke would get dropped on you?
But, wait a minute. If the world adopts English as a language...
Screw that.
It wouldn't be universal, it would just be global.
Exactly.
No, it would be the Earth language.
Yes, global.
The language of Earth.
It'd be
so,
the global.
Do they expect, like, nukes to be thrown back in time?
Yes.
To get rid of, like, written languages, and they scour the Earth and...
But the thing
like...
is, if you removed all the other languages, you wouldn't have English.
Exactly. Yeah. English is every language.
Yeah, and language and English is kind of like getting big, big. Isn't it like the official language of business? It's like if you're doing like international business, you have to speak English.
It is used very commonly internationally, yeah.
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 So it's the international language of science!
Most other countries make, you know, students learn two languages. Their own and English.
Yeah.
But technically, people are learning Latin when they learn English. So if we're not allowed to have Latin, then we won't have English. We don't have French, we won't have English.
Yeah.
Just allow people to speak whatever the fuck they want.
We don't have Norse, we don't have
English. I agree with this idea.
Blarp, 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 blarp.
Yeah, if you don't understand it, then that's your ignorance. You know, you could.
And MX just quit.
You know.
He failed trolling.
Oh, God.
Oh.
You can't troll a troll. I would know.
Oh, God.
I just troll back, and it just pisses people off. It's fun. And honeybees like, have I'm hair leaving. On their eyes.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That would be
never staring in the face.
That'd be uncomfortable. I can just think about that. Who actually... Who was the guy who was, like, said, all right... You go catch some honeybees and stare at their eyes.
Like, oh,
that would be a terrifying job. Like just
scientists, microscopes.
Like just going there and just like
this for
that seems like a wonderful job, you know? Staring at bugs all day. There's a lot of people who enjoy it.
I hate bugs.
Well that's cool.
Bugs
you can hate them.
Bugs
hate them
terrifying.
All you want. Just don't bring that hatred onto me. Yeah. Bugs are awesome.
Bugs are the devil!
No, like, have you seen a spider, like, super high-resolution picture of a spider and, like, all the individual hairs?
Oh, no!
They're so cool!
I am. The last high-resolution picture of a bug, the last high-resolution picture of a thing that I saw, like, that looked like was a camel spider.
Oh, God.
Oh, those are huge!
They terrified me! I kept having dreams that I was being eaten by them.
Aren't they, like, the size of a dinner plate? Like, a large dinner plate?
I think so.
Or is that the wolf spider? No, wolf spiders take down birds, don't they? Can't remember.
Jesus, that's an... Oh,
see, that is terrifying.
That is epic.
You're just walking along, all of a sudden, like a spider the size of a small dog just jumps at your face.
Like, latches onto your neck and starts laying eggs inside of you. Oh, God. Why did I say that? That's terrifying.
Yeah.
We already watched that movie. And Chris is God. God.
That is why... No, that's...
Face huggers are amazing.
That's why I'm never leaving North America.
Yeah.
Or at least never going to a place that has those things.
Don't like, go to Australia, then.
I'll maybe go to Japan. You know, they don't have giant fucking death bugs there, do they?
No. But
I mean real Japan, not Godzilla Japan.
Yeah, I'd say Godzilla Japan.
Like, if I was going to Godzilla Japan, I'd be like, fuck that.
And spiders are so weird looking.
That, you know, this isn't a random fact that I'm reading. I know this. one of the most poisonous animals on the planet is the blue-ringed octopus. There is no antivenom, and you will die within 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
And you can't even feel it.
But the poisonous creature is, like, the long legs, but they have no way of, like, giving out their venom.
Wait, what? The daddy long legs is the most...
Yeah.
Their mouths aren't big enough to bite.
Oh, God. Yeah. They are
extremely poisonous.
They are all over my house.
Yeah, man.
Don't eat them.
They're in my shower.
Yeah.
Every time I open the shower, there's like, daddy long legs is everywhere.
Jesus.
I can never shower again.
Spider.
Good Lord.
Spiders in your sleep. Don't do it, dead man.
No!
Look at this spider.
I need to duct tape my mouth shut when I sleep.
Yes. Spider. Why can't I cut and paste? What is this?
Actually, I can't duct tape my mouth shut because of the beard. I need to like... I need to get one of those like face guard things that like we use in paintball.
Spider's adorable.
Fuck you, I'm not looking at that.
Look at it.
No.
Listen to its eyes.
Moving on to news. So deep. It is time for news of
Okay, you do your news.
Spider.
I know. Wait, look at this one.
I wouldn't fight a cute if it were like on me.
Yeah.
I would freak out and murder it, but
news.
Yeah, it's time for news. So shut up.
Okay.
No spiders. Stephen King's sequel to The Shining, called Dr. Sleep, is going to go on sale September 24th, 2013. Because apparently Stephen King wrote a sequel to The Shining called Dr. Sleep.
All right.
So according to IO9, the book is going to be about Danny Torrance, the kid from The Shining. So, Danny is a hospice worker who uses his powers to help ill patients to pass away without pain. Unfortunately, he runs afoul of a gang of wandering psychic vampires who feed on people's energy.
What?
Okay.
That's the sequel to The Shining.
What?
The sequel to The Shining is about psychic vampires.
Come on, what? Stephen King.
Sounds legit.
An evil lamp monster. Ooh,
House Cartoon to me on Monday.
Jesus.
So, moving on. Did you guys remember a show called Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, yes. I never watched it, but I heard of it.
Remember the character Mr. Belding?
Yes.
He now hosts professional wrestling.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, at his house, he actually had in his home in New Jersey. Well, actually, not at his home. It's in New Jersey. Mr. Belding, like his actor, Dennis Haskins, hosted a professional wrestling match called Saved by the Ring Bell. And yet he did some bullshit wrestling moves to somebody. Like, you know that move where the guy grabs your head and then, like, drops down onto his ass and that somehow hurts the person whose head he's holding?
Oh, God.
He did that to somebody.
Jesus.
And then he needed helped up by two other wrestlers.
Man.
Wouldn't that snap somebody's neck?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really, because the way they... It's not like... The person whose, like, head is held also, like, bends down with them, and the person's head is usually let go of before the person who's falling hits the ground. So it's like the person will grab their head and then start falling, and then, like, just before they hit the ground, they release the person's head, and then that person flings their head back and lands backwards on their ass.
Hmm.
It's real fucking stupid.
Yeah.
The way they do it will never hurt anybody. So, moving on.
Unless they make a mistake.
Yeah. So, moving on. Jasper Byrne, the guy who made Lone Survivor, which I will eventually be reviewing. I know it's been fucking 4 months since Jasper Byrne sent me that code, but I will get around to it. So he is making a dungeon crawler.
Sorry, hang on a second. You told me you bought Humble Indie Bundle 6.
Yes, I did.
So you got a review copy, didn't review it, and then bought it.
Pretty much, yes.
Bravo, did me.
Yeah, but there were other things in Humble Indie Bundle 6, like Richard, Torchlight, Vessel, Shatter.
I wanted to play all of these games.
So anyway, so Jasper Byrne says that his next dungeon crawler...
6.
Okay.
Get to that! Jasper Byrne, his next game is going to be a combination of Legend of Zelda and Demon's Souls.
What?
What does he mean, combination of Legend of Zelda and Demon Souls? Are they going to merge the stories together? Or are they just going to make a game based off the ideas?
No, it's going to be like a similar gameplay style to Legend of Zelda, but with like the difficulty of Demon Souls.
Okay, you have me there.
So, Byrne explained, basically it's a combination of all the ideas I've been shooting around since the later parts of making Lone Survivor. From dungeon crawler to sci-fi head messing to whimsical platformer, or another way of putting it, like another way of or another way of looking at it, maybe Zelda times Demon's Souls.
Hmm.
Yeah. So when asked about the description, he said it has two-handed combat, equipable weapons, and rolling. I love rolling. I'm now writing an engine to make this sort of Zelda Phantom Hourglass style projection to try and make the environment more exciting. But unlike that game, it will use sprites to convey its characters. It still have a good way to go before I can get this sort of look in game. A lot of tools to write and art to draw. See, that actually does sound kind of cool. Looking at the game, looking at some of the concept things that are released, it looks like it's first person. It's really bizarre. Like, there are some screenshots that were released that are like that look like first person, but then there are other ones that have like a 2D isometric perspective, like Legend of Zelda. And it's really weird. But yeah. So, moving on to the next piece of news, James Cameron says that in the Avatar sequels, there might be Chinese Navi. So according to him, like, within the next 5 years, China could be like the biggest gross revenue market for film as like North America. And he said that while Avatar 2 and 3 are already funded, he's still looking to maybe get some funding from China, which would then put like Chinese actors for like mocap for like the Na'vi. And have them like act in the Na'vi stuff, and have them actually be like just people. Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, the Chinese are going to take over Pandora, I guess.
Hmm.
It's fucking stupid.
Yes, I didn't really like the Avatar movies.
Yeah,
they were in the actual show.
Yeah. Well, so moving on. So, do you guys remember, like, it's been happening for a while that, the woman who, like, fully destroyed that painting of Jesus?
No.
Well, so there was a woman who was doing a restoration of a painting of Jesus. Her name is Cecilia Gimenez. And so she was doing a restoration of a painting of Jesus. And it turned out horrible. Like, it was actually looked destroyed. Like, Jesus looks kind of retarded.
I know the picture of which you speak.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Okay.
It was Jesus?
Yep.
Yes, yeah, it was Jesus. It was fucking Jesus.
Wasn't she like 80 years old?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
She was old. I know that.
Anyway. So, since she pretty much destroyed that painting, the church that hangs that painting has actually started getting in it has that painting hung up, like, for irony's sake or something, and the painting has actually brought in tons of tourists. the church actually raised over $2,000 in 4 days just for people to come and look at that painting.
Wow.
And so Gimenez is now wanting royalties.
Oh god.
Yeah.
A painting she doesn't even know? Or doesn't even own?
It's her restoration that's bringing in the money.
Yeah, but she legally did it. She's seen it.
No, she legally did the restoration. They hired her to do the restoration.
Alright.
Yeah, so Cecilia and her family have hired lawyers and are starting to demand royalties. The church has turned over the matter to its lawyers, and things are currently standing at a standstill with the two lawyers. Two teams of lawyers, I guess. But yeah, just
take money from the church.
Yes,
I could have done that. I could have done an amazing job. Just give me the money and I'll do it. I'll do everything. It's terrible. Look at, like, oh.
Yeah, I know. It looked real bad.
Why don't they put, like, a little smear of paint on it and then be like, okay, you did your restoration, but someone else did a restoration after that.
I don't know, because they're not that smart. I mean, they are a church.
Just
that's true.
Wipe it off.
Just, like, get a kid to, like, color crayon on it. There we go.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah. So, moving on. Someone has died on the set of Lone Ranger.
A what?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, on the on the set of Disney's Lone Ranger remake, which is starring Johnny Depp as Tonto and some guy as Lone Ranger, some guy just died there. He was a crew member, so... the crew member, he died during the preparation of an underwater action scene that was happening.
Wow.
Yeah, and this guy, he wasn't a stunt performer, and he didn't actually die during filming. He just was like in the mid, it's like setting up everything, and he just died in the middle of it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I blame Yagami Light.
Yeah, so Disney has released a public statement. We regretfully confirm that a Lone Ranger crew member has passed away after being taken to a local hospital. Our hearts and thoughts are with his family, friends, and colleagues at this time, and our full support is behind the investigation into the circumstances of this terrible event.
Like I said,
that just sucks.
Kira.
Yeah, it's almost as bad. It's almost as bad what happening during the filming of the Twilight Zone movie, because that was
two people died, and then they keep the footage.
No, three people died.
Oh,
whoa!
And then they kept the footage.
Yeah, like the main actor for one of the segments and two children got killed by a helicopter.
Whoa.
And I think the helicopter pilot might have died too.
Jesus.
Yeah.
How did this happen?
So they were in the middle of filming they were filming a Vietnam scene. So the story behind the scene was there's a guy who was really racist and then started being thrown back and forth. They started being thrown back in time. Like he went to Nazi Germany where the Nazis tried to kill him. He was thrown back to Vietnam where like the American soldiers tried to kill him. And so while he was in the Vietnam bit, there's a scene they were filming where there are two Vietnamese children that and the guy was trying to help. So then he like grabbed them and was running along the water, and then there was a helicopter above them, but then some pyrotechnics went wrong, which then caused the helicopter to spin out of control, crash, and the blades chopped off the main actor's head.
Jesus.
There's a video of it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Yeah, it's oh god.
A lot of people were mad that they wanted to like use that stuff. I'm like, well, are you just gonna toss it away? Their deaths are for nothing now.
Yeah. Oh man.
They died trying to shoot this scene. This was the last thing that they got to do in life. Why not show it?
Yeah.
It would have been a really awesome ending to that story.
Yeah.
Sudden decapitation.
Yeah, this
perfect.
Oh god, yeah.
Oh, that's snuff.
So, moving on. So, next piece of news: Michael Bay.
No, even I know who that is. No.
Yeah, so Michael Bay is teaming up with Doritos and their Crash the Super Bowl contest, saying that the winner of the Crash the Super Bowl contest will have a chance to work with Bay on Transformers 4.
Wow, I would.
That's
not
cool.
Want that opportunity.
I would. Kill
I would
myself if I got to do that.
Oh man, I would. What's wrong with you people? Yeah.
Well, so in an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Bay said that like Doritos pitched him on the idea of collaborating with them and showed them some of the work from the finalists from the past year, and he was actually really impressed with some of the stuff that these people did. Yep. So Bay said, "When you find out where these guys came from, it's great. If you want to get noticed, this is the way to do it." So Michael Bay is going to be. Yes, Michael Bay is going to be acting as the judge. For this year's thing, figure out who's going to be working with.
Oh, so you know how to win explosions.
And a sexy girl.
Yeah, make them awesome, quote unquote.
And
yeah,
amazing 3D artists.
Yeah, and so the director who gets the highest score on USA Today's ad meter ranking is going to get a chance to work with Bay on Transformers 4 in a yet to be determined capacity.
Hmm.
So yeah. Hey guys, want to work with Michael Bay or possibly get close enough to kill him?
No.
Well, I'll go for the second one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that man. He might explode.
Aw. Aw. Yeah.
It's like, I gotta be awesome! Explosion.
No. Not just an explosion, but he'd explode in dubstep.
They'll make an awesome music video.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Battleship?
No, I have not seen Battleship.
It's just I know the idea sounds ridiculous, but it is like I think it's pretty awesome. Just I'm really into effects and like sci-fi stuff. So
Loading Ready Run actually did like a little skit about that video where about that movie where it was just like a guy is like sitting there talking about like the movie you're about to see is of a horrific nature. If it were up to me, the movie would be banned entirely because of free speech. Because of free speech, it can't be. And it's like a guy who's like a comatose state after just watching the opening credits. And like some firefighters went in to save him, but three of them were hospitalized. And then like they don't explain what the movie is. And like then they always do like a post-credit sting. And so the thing was like I don't get it. Why were the aliens attacking? What were they here for? It's like, what does this have to do with Battleship?
Yeah, exactly.
And he just painted the side. So he just painted stupid. The side. He painted the side. You see another guy in a comatose state. Just like, ugh! Apparently, the comatosing effects of fucking Battleship don't affect women.
Oh,
but whatever.
I wanted to see Abe Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Moving on to the next piece of news.
They actually researched stuff.
So. Yeah, like, so moving on to the next piece of news. So Weta, who are the guys who do like the. Were the guys who like make all the like portal turrets? Why couldn't I say that?
Because so, they're dork.
That's why they're like this big, really fancy, like things, and they actually sent Valve a almost fully functional life-size turret.
Oh, so cool!
Like it has motion tracking. The guns actually pop out. Like it'll like if you step in front of them, they'll say like target acquired, and the turrets will pop out, and they'll actually move up and down and start making gun shooting noises.
Oh,
but they don't actually shoot you.
Yeah.
So
yet.
I would want that actually want one that actually shoots Nerf darts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they just made this thing that they sent it to Valve, and now they just have a working portal turret in their office.
I want one.
That's amazing. Me too.
Yeah. It looks like there's a video of it on YouTube. Just look that up. It is fucking
awesome. Anyone there?
It is actually
hanging out in the office.
Yeah. So the video is called "There You Are." It is it's really cool. Just seeing an actually working portal turret. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, so moving on to the next piece of news, ABC is developing a show with Ron Moore. He's the guy who did Battlestar Galactica. To make a TV show out of the 2001 movie A Knight's Tale, which starred Heath Ledger.
Well, obviously they need a new lead actor.
Yeah, clearly.
Who's Heath Ledger?
He's the guy who
the
died.
Joker. Now he's dead.
Why is he dead?
Because drugs.
Stuff.
Oh, the usual.
Well, yeah, so according to Deadline, the show is being developed, and it follows a similar plot to the movie. A bizarrely handsome peasant pretends to be a knight and then jousts.
See, it kind of worked once. And I like it kind of because that movie isn't great. It is it's a decent movie. I do enjoy it, but it's not amazing.
It's entertaining. Yeah, like unless the show has Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk was a big part of that movie working.
Yeah. And like What is really the point of making a movie a show based on that movie that will follow the same plot? We already know how it's going to end.
Yeah, he's going to become a real knight, get the girl,
and then die on the toilet.
I don't think they had toilets back then. I think they just had chamber pots.
That shitter hole in the backyard.
They had chamber pots, which is just a big fancy gold-plated pot that you shit in.
Then
unless
he'll
we were peasants,
stuck in his chamber pot and die.
Like, unless you were a peasant, then you just had a kind of leaky wooden bucket.
He wasn't a peasant at the end, though. He was a knight.
Yeah, so he died in his fancy gold-plated chamber pot.
Brilliant.
Oh.
So moving on, Kickstarter has said it's not a store.
Apparently, people make that mistake.
Yeah, so they've added some new things in rules and regs for their posting stuff on the posting projects on the Kickstarter to make it clear that it is not a store. For starters, creators must talk about the risks and challenges of their project. There's going to be a section on the project page called Risks and Challenges, where people have to reinforce the idea that their project is in development. They have to go in there and say, "All right, here are some of the risks. Here are some of the risks with this project of not actually falling, everything falling through. Here are the challenges we're going to have to face. Here's stuff we've done in the past, I guess." And just it'll help people who are backing these projects get a feel for what the creator is being open and honest about, and what they're actually going to have to face in order to actually make this project get completed.
So ours would probably say risks. There's a risk that no one will pay attention to us. Challenges. We really don't have money to put into this.
Yeah, and they've also added some new hardware and product design project guidelines, such as product simulations are prohibited. Products cannot simulate events to demonstrate what a product might do in the future. Products can only be shown performing actions that they are able to perform in their current state of development.
Oh.
Product renderings are prohibited. Product images must be photos of the prototype as it currently exists.
Aw, here goes all my ideas.
You know what? It kind of makes sense, though, because the point of Kickstarter is it's basically a community business loan. And
yeah.
These are the things this is how you would present yourself if you're getting a proper business loan.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like you can't just say, "Oh, here's a drawing of a thing I'm building. Give me money."
Mm.
You have to say, all right, here's what I have so far. This is the general outline I have. This ship build over here. Now I just need somebody to put it all together." And so they've also added rules on rewards. So offering multiple quantities of reward is prohibited. Hardware and product design projects can only offer rewards in single quantities or a sensible set. Some items can only make sense as a pair or as a kit of several items, for instance. The development of new products can be especially complex for creators, and offering multiple quantities feels premature, and can imply the product imply that products are shrink wrapped and ready to ship. So say with the Ouya, one of the product tiers was hey, donate this much and we'll give you 3 Ouyas. They can't do that.
Right.
You can only offer one. If you're just making a product, you can only offer one of them. Unless there's a set to it or another thing that comes with it that'll make it better.
A dark one, a red one, and a white one.
Can't do that.
Born.
You can't say
unless
all right,
you're Tobuscus, then dark, red, and white makes sense.
Yep. Red, dark,
white. Yeah, moving on. So Kevin Feige, the president of Marvel Studios, says that there will not be a new Hulk movie until after Avengers 2, but the movie could be about Planet Hulk or World War Hulk.
I'm finding myself not caring.
Yeah.
Come on, Planet Hulk and World War Hulk were awesome.
Okay.
Alright, so the idea behind Planet Hulk is... So Planet Hulk and World War Hulk are two stories that actually happened within the Marvel Universe. They're in the comics. In Planet Hulk, what happened was Reed Richards, Black Adam, Tony Stark, and who was the other guy? Fuck, I can't remember the other guy. Yeah, fuck, I can't remember him. Damn it. It was 4 of them. I know there were 4 of them. It was Iron Man, Mr. Fantastic, Captain America, it was Black Adam, and one other guy. They all decided that Bruce Banner and the Hulk were too dangerous to keep on Earth. They decided, okay, we got to get this guy out of here. Doctor Strange! Yeah, they decided that, fuck, this is all too dangerous. So they put him in a spaceship and shot him into space. Just, all right, so we're sending you to an uninhabited planet. You should be fine there. Everything will be fine. You just don't come back to Earth. Then he got mad and was like, fuck this. Rips the ship he's open in half, crash lands on a planet, and then takes a motherfucker over.
That's intense.
Yeah. Then the ship that he was on explodes, killing everybody, including his pregnant wife.
Oh no!
Yeah. So then that leads into World War Hulk, where Hulk and some of the people who actually did survive, who were like his battle brothers or something, get in a spaceship, go to Earth, and decide to they go to the moon and they like beat the fuck out of Black Adam until he's like a bloody mess. And they just decide, all right, so give us Iron Man, Mr. Fantastic, and Doctor Strange, or we'll destroy the planet. And that's World War Hulk.
That's logic.
Yeah. Hmm. So Kevin Feige said, these are cool stories. It would be cool if we get them into movies. Like, he did say that, like, one of the pitfalls is the continuity overload and all this, because these are really heavily continuity-driven stories.
Also, I feel like, in the current cinematic universe, Tony Stark is still drinking.
Oh, yeah, is that...
So, yeah, this can't happen if Tony Stark is still drinking.
Yeah. Like, you can't do a movie about the Civil War, you can't do a movie about the Secret Invasion.
No. Anything that Tony Stark does that causes tons of people to die, it's when he's sober. It is dangerous to have Tony Stark sober. We've discussed this many times.
Yes. I feel like we should be writing a thesis paper on this.
We'll have two. The whole Japanese high school students are secretly psychopaths.
Oh, not secretly. There's nothing secret about it.
Well, psychopaths just below the surface.
Like fucking Cage of Eden. They were on the island for literally an hour. An hour. They didn't know where they were. For all they knew, they were on like some inhabited island. And within an hour, one of the guys just like, fuck this, stabs the captain. And then he forms a murder cult. I'm not even kidding. There for an hour, murders somebody. There for a couple of days, starts a murder cult.
And then, of course, the second thesis has to be, Tony Stark is dangerous when sober.
Yes. So moving on. Peter Jackson, the director of Lord of the Rings, I guess. Yeah, let's go with that. Lord of the Rings says that he wants to direct an episode of Doctor Who.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Honestly, when thinking of District 9, which is another one of his things.
Oh, that is, well, I think he only produced that.
Yeah, well, he had a hand in it. Anyways.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a fucking fantastic movie.
And like, if any of that style leaked over to Doctor Who, that would be great. That would be so much better than what they've been doing recently.
Mm-hmm. Where every, like, photo, like, any kind of promo photo for Doctor Who, they're all floating in space. It's like, what?
Yeah, so Matt Smith mentioned when he was mentioned in an interview with Waikato Times, I guess, he said that he would really like to shoot an episode in New Zealand, but he'd especially like to do it if Peter Jackson was involved. The Times, whoever they are, got the phone with Jackson, and the director said, I'm a huge Doctor Who fan, and I think Matt's fantastic. Just name a time and a place, and I'll be there.
I want to see this happen.
Yeah, this could be really cool.
I'd like to see someone else writing the episode as well.
Yeah, Stephen Moffat. And...
Well, he hasn't been writing all the ones recently, but I don't prefer him as a lead writer. I miss Russell T. Davies more than I miss David Tennant.
Get him back, it'll be a dream team. Just Matt Smith starring, Peter Jackson directing, and Russell T. Davies writing. I bet Peter Jackson could get that happen. It's like, Russell T. Davies just picks up the phone and is like, hello? Yes, Peter Jackson, write an episode of Doctor Who for me. Okay.
Yeah, Russell T. Davies won't be back anytime soon.
Yeah, probably not.
I forget the exact reasons why he left, but they were very personal. And okay. Long term.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, he was a good writer. So that's going to do it for news. And I guess it's going to do it for this week's episode. I guess it's going to do it for this week's episode.
All right.
So, as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at Death's Door Prods. I'm the Deadman Underscore Needy Prods. We have at Bobby1 and at Corey Ray. That's with the W in the Ray. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Death's Door Prods. And we are on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you want to see more of, less of, etc. And we're on YouTube, because we're doing that now. You can subscribe. YouTube.com/DeathDoorProdsVids, YouTube.com/Bovie1, and YouTube.com/TheOnceist. I desperately need subscribers. I only have two.
Is it us?
I'll subscribe to you.
Yay, three!
One of them's not one of us.
No, one of them's Steven.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, when Onsius actually does subscribe, I'll have 3 subscribers. Bovi, Steven, and Onsius.
Yay.
Oh, God, but yeah. So, we're lineup. This Tuesday we're going to be having the Beginnings podcast. Then on Thursday we're going to have the Anime Podcast and the Anime Club Supplement. This week we are watching AKB0048.
Oh, that's
crazy. Then on Friday, we're going to be wrapping up Dark Horse Month with Hellboy. And be sure to join us next Sunday, right here, allgames.com/chat, 5 p.m. Eastern, for another episode of the Death Door Prods Anything Cast Live. But, all that, I'm the Dead Man.
Bovi1.
I'm Ninja Kitty.
I'm Obvious.
We'll see you guys next time.